Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And even NASA's Perseverance rover that landed on Mars.
But when I see one of the best investors of all time abruptly selling billions in Taiwan Semiconductor stock and not giving a clear answer as to why, along with the senator betting against the stock who sits on the Committee for Armed Services giving him access to classified military info, it makes me wonder if they know something that we don't about Taiwan.
This is going to have effects on the economy that are hard to describe. And you add that with what's happening in the world economy. We see in the auto loan area the worst level of people not paying their loan and defaults ever seen. Echoes of New Century's collapse amid sudden fire sale of real estate loans as one bank sees 40% downside. This is the real canary in the coal mine. Commercial and, of course, private residential real estate loans being defaulted on at near record levels. Now, this is the third worst in history, and the last time this happened, it was the harbinger of the 2008 collapse, with real estate loans being defaulted on in 2007, leading to that. China's the trillion-pound gorilla, or should I say, dragon on our back.
Chinese video shows the extent of the exercises, both human and hardware, including for the first time an aircraft carrier, the Shandong, as well as nuclear-capable bombers. Today's live fire drills rehearsed a blockade of Taiwan, and as this Chinese animation shows, strikes against specific targets on the island. In Beijing, the foreign ministry spokesman said the exercises were a serious warning to Taiwan's separatists and what he called external forces. That is, the U.S. and its allies. Specifically, their retaliation for the meeting in L.A. between President Tsai Ing-wen, who insists Taiwan will remain independent, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who signaled the U.S. would help protect it from China.
And they said, if any leaders from the United States, be it Biden, be it Mitch McConnell, be it Chuckie Schumer, be it Kevin McCarthy, if any of them ever meet with the president of Taiwan, we'll see that as an act of war, and we will probably, I've got their quotes here, invade Taiwan. And we'll start with a blockade.
Taiwan's a prickly pear to hold. It's not easy to invade, and obviously it has allies. And as soon as that invasion starts, all those naval assets that the United States has in the Pacific will be steaming straight towards Taiwan. And this is one of the big problems China faces. For China to prevail, it automatically has to attack American and Japanese assets, because these are the things that will come into play as soon as that invasion force is setting sail. So China has no option but to strike those first if it wants to prevail. And as soon as it does, the war becomes regional, instant.
They encircled with not hundreds, but thousands of ships, hundreds of big ships, and then over 1,000 small ships, thousands of aircraft, small planes, helicopters, jets, and have just been encircling and doing bombing runs.
Ships won't be allowed to reach waters northeast of Taiwan on April 16th, as China's local maritime officials issued a warning about potential rocket debris in the area. According to a news release issued by the Maritime Safety Administration of Southern Fujian Province on April 13th,
I believe, and I know, well, China said, it's on the table. It is being prepared for the encirclement, the blockade, and the invasion of Taiwan.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight. Fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we are now into hour number three on this live Friday edition. I've been a busy beaver. I did a couple hours this morning at 8 a.m. with Tim Pool, who's here in Austin. I'll do like 3 hours in the night live at the Vulcan Gas Company. Joe Rogan's set to pop by as well. They're going to stream that out live, I'm told. So look for that. We posted the full two-hour podcast that got into AI, the New World Order, the metaphysical, God, the devil. It was really a powerful interview. I think the best interview I've done with Tim Pool, one of the best shows I've seen that Tim Pool's done. And he agreed. This went on for like 20 minutes on the transgender cult. And how it's Nickelodeon and pre-programmed to sign them up for branding and what the Bud Light's really all about. And this is really the answer of why they're doing it. We don't blame the people caught by it. We don't hate the people that are involved in it unless they're going after kids. We have to understand, though, it's part of the depopulation plan. So in the full 2 hours, 2 hours and 10 minutes, we covered it probably 30 minutes. Here's just a few minutes of that report. And then I'm going to go to your phone calls. First-time callers, wide-open phones. Any subject you want to discuss, any topic you want for the rest of the hour, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, taking your calls, 877-789-2539. We did a pretty good job yesterday. Took over 50 phone calls. Probably just take 10 or so coming up next segment. But here's a little bit of Tim Pool's morning show. Here it is.
Budweiser, man. I want to start with this. Because we were literally just talking before we pressed record on this show about, you know, Joe Rogan's on his show cracking a Bud Light with his buddies. And he was saying, like, I don't understand. It's silly. It's goofy. So I was mentioning, like, I just texted him. I was like, look, Dylan Mulvaney is selling alcohol, is marketing alcohol to children. And so it's trans issues and it's alcohol being marketed to children. So, like, I'm not surprised people are pissed off about this. But how you guys doing?
You just nailed it. In fact, I remember like 20 years ago, it came out in the news that Sumner Redstone was directing Nickelodeon that he owned to sexualize children down to about age 7, that they wanted them to start sexualizing when children would normally start doing it at 11, 12, 13 after puberty. They wanted it at 6, 7, 8 because they could then connect the branding of the products and the psychological studies to that. So that's exactly why they're promoting trans agenda with all these market brands, because they know the children are being indoctrinated in the schools and the culture. They can then piggyback on that. And that's why the marketing director of Bud Light said, our older audience is dying, even though it's $137 million company. We don't want to be the good old boys and the tough guys anymore. We want to target the new generation. So she's telling you
children.
Right there, it's children attaching to the weird sexualization, in the system, to the alcohol, just like in the old days, Joe Camel was targeting the kids. And remember when you were a kid, the little packs of gum that looked like cigarettes and the little cigars?
Yep.
Turns out that was
being... We used to buy little candy cigarettes, those little packs for like 15 cents, and it was just like little sugar sticks.
I remember those. I was eating those as well. And Disney also has a lot of subliminal propaganda over sexualizing children. They've been doing that for a very long time. And the short term is, of course, make them good consumers right now, but in the long term, it also destroys the possibility of them having any kind of cohesive family unit. And when someone doesn't have a family, they usually look for outside resources for their kind of fulfillment. They make the corporation their god. They buy more products from China. They don't look inwards. They look outwards, and they become the perfect consumer, which I think is also the base that they're after. And the big corporations know, holy cow, we're dealing with a population crash. We're going to have to make sure that these guys are controlled under us and our rule, or else we're screwed by the other financial kind of situation moving ahead.
By the way, no one else is saying this, and this is in their own documents. Folks, I'm getting chills. You guys are, you know, what you're hearing is the actual real truth that decodes all this. We don't hate trans people. We don't have people that are, no, it's the fact that it's being superimposed as the new culture for what he just said.
Yeah, they want you hooked on Big Pharma. They want you buying their pills. They want you buying their medications. They want you a person that's not going to be whole, no family, no neighborhood, no community, pod, slave, bugs. Oh, yeah. That's your future.
You're effectively killing the future by destroying your children.
Yeah, your audio is a little bit low, so can you speak more into that?
They are, and one interesting consequence of all this is seeing people who weren't engaged politically before this, watching the institutions become depraved. So now they're turning around being like, oh, this is interesting. They're coming after my kids.
But there's a lot of people who just march in lockstep with whatever the popular culture is. So when they see the TV say these things, they go, whatever you say, I'll just do.
All right. It was a powerful 2+ hour podcast. You need to go watch it. It's posted at Infowars.com right now. It was really good. The whole thing, I'm proud of it. I felt really good after it. I normally do a podcast, feel like I didn't cover what I wanted to. I felt really good after this. Kind of like the Joe Rogan podcast. Done a lot of them, but one about 5 years ago was just out of the park, 4 hours long, 100 million views or so. I had the same feeling after this. This is a really important podcast. And I'm told it's on the front page of Infowars.com. We pull that up and show TV viewers. All right. I want to go to Sean, Archer, Liberty Tree, Ivan, and many others that are patiently calling in and ready to go when we come back. But I'm going to spend a few minutes now on this. We're having our biggest effect ever in the fight against the globalists. You're seeing what we've covered for 29 years being the mainstream debate between globalists and the populace. You've seen that we weren't making this up. You can see it for yourself. But we need funds. Plus, we have great products you need. So I want to ask listeners, especially those that have never bought a product at InfoWarsStore.com, to just make the decision to go there. You need DNA Force. You need Real Red Pill. You need our prebiotic. You need our Ultimate Bone Broth. You need Turbo Force. It's amazing. These are really great products. The highest end you're going to find at prices way below what anybody else is selling it to you. Our CBD got tested by third-party groups. They said it's the highest quality out there. It's 50% off what it should be. We are bringing you the best deals at InfoWarsStore.com. The nitric boost for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system, it's all there. The Alex Jones for President shirt, that's a great conversational piece. The Trump mugshot, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, we're not funded by the globalists. We're not funded by Soros. You've got the weaponized Democrats after us, but we believe in you. We believe in Team Humanity. We don't want AI to win. We don't want the globalists to win. We don't want the New World Order to have its way. We don't want the pedophile perverts to take over. And we've got a real chance of defeating them. But we need the funds, so we sell you great products that will enrich and empower your life at really good prices. And the best deal we've got is the water filters. They're the highest rated water filter. There's 4 or 5 companies that have it, the highest rated, non-detectable level, thousands of chemicals, for the lowest price it is out there, Alexa Pure. The Alexa Breeze, again, same thing, highest quality, 4-stage filter, half the price of leading competitors. Some are sold for 3-4 times this. People think, well, I'm paying more, it must be better. No. You're getting the best water filtration, getting the best air filtration at the lowest price you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I thank you for your support. We want to hire more reporters. We want to be able to go on trips. We want to be able to cover big events like we used to. But right now, we're treading water. And I'm blessed to be in that position. The attacks we've been under. I mean, I knew attacks would come, and it shows that evil is not the all powerful thing in the universe because we're still here. But we're only here because of your patronage, because of your word of mouth, because of your prayers, because of your financial support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Ultimate Bone Broth, get the Prebiotic, get Turbo Force, get Brain Force Plus, get all of these great products that will enrich and power your life. Our krill oil is the highest grade out there. What it does to your mind, it's not advertised as psychoactive. It's not advertised as that. It's for your heart, your liver, your brain, your vessels, your whole body. But what it does when you don't forget to take a couple capsules before you go to bed at night is simply incredible. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and that's how we stay on the air. But if you don't have two nickels to rub together, that's fine. Just take clips of the show and upload them on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and Rumble and everywhere else and Getter. Alternative, which is becoming the mainstream, and the dying corporate media. Upload it everywhere. Fire all your guns into space at once, as they say in Born to be Wild. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space, because we're born to be free, with free will, wild. God gives us the power to be wild, not Satan. Satan lies is all make you wild to make you free. It's a lie.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thanks for putting up with me. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I just got to say you have a fantastic taste in music.
Thanks.
But what I really wanted to call about was the other day I saw on Facebook up here in upstate New York, they posted a drag queen story time for tomorrow. And in less than 12 hours, it was canceled.
Well, that's right, because people know now it's not about banning drag queens, men dressing up in dresses. Nobody cares. Just stay the hell away from the kids and don't shake your fat ass in their face.
And that was really all the outrage. And then you see, you scroll through the comments online and everybody's like, oh, well, it's just, what about priests? What? It's just, you know, people reading the kids. There's no harm in that.
But oh, and I love how the left wants to censor all us, but they want to have convicted pedophiles shake their ass in kids' faces. No.
Oh, exactly. It's just disgusting. It's, I mean, you would think that for even in upstate New York, given that it's a blue state, upstate really is more red. But there's, you know, it's all over the place.
Well, we know there's election fraud in all the blue areas. It's been proven. It's the permanent dictatorships.
And again, they want to just screw our kids up so they control them. Where do you see all this going?
I mean, really, from how quick it was canceled, I don't think that even people in New York are going to be putting up with this.
Beautiful news, brother. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Sean in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm an aircraft mechanic in Tampa, Florida, named Sean Yoakum. I wanted to ask you if you heard about the director of Raytheon, who was rumored to be also sending, besides the weapons he's already sent, newer weapons to Ukraine. However, last Wednesday, I've been trying to call you all.
He died in a plane crash.
Yes. And apparently, like, his electronic and his buddy's electronic equipment, you know, phones, et cetera, weren't around the bodies. The wives were still in the aircraft, but they were someplace else by the pier. So it just seems a little weird that...
You mean kind of like Ron Brown, where he was alive outside the airplane when it crashed in the Balkans, and then he had a 45 bullet hole in his head, according to the Air Force corner?
This is what I'm saying. So I'm like, I didn't know if you knew about it or not, but because I'm an aircraft mechanic, I hear about all the crashes.
No, I mean, I did see that. And you had the top lawyer for the Clintons. She dies on the airplane in turbulence, but nobody else does.
Right, exactly.
A lot of weirdness going on is what you're saying. Well, I mean, I don't think we know what's going on. What do you think it could be?
You know, to be honest with you, you know, I don't know. It could be anything. It could be, you know, Putin could have sent somebody for him because he left St. Pete Clearwater Airport. They had dinner at Sharky's. The air traffic control said that they didn't get fuel, they didn't have any maintenance done, and then shortly after takeoff, 3 minutes, I think, after takeoff, it crashes into the water. Just seems a little odd. Like, maybe even something could have happened to him poison-wise, where, you know, something happens and he flies into the water. I mean, it's just really odd, and the guy's got experience flying, so... Just seems a little odd lately, and I'm not really sure what was going on.
Oh, there's a lot of deaths going on. We're in World War III, brother.
Oh, for sure.
Or maybe Biden did a criminal transfer of weapons and doesn't want any witnesses.
This is what I'm thinking, because why else would, you know...
Yeah, let me tell you, nothing against the Russians. The Chinese don't even have the capability, on average, to pull stuff off like that. The U.S. does, and people that run it do. And so the prime suspect in that... I didn't cover it because I didn't want to go there because I don't like to speculate. But the 800-pound gorilla is the people that run our country. So they're the ones, and it would be somebody in his entourage, a security guy, whatever, put a little bomb in the avionics or whatever, and they're just sitting there with a radio controller. Okay, he's about 8,000 feet. Boop. And so
there he goes. And the two wives were still in the plane when the divers got to them. So in my head, I'm like, wait a minute. This must have happened super fast, but if those two guys are out of the plane and the wives are still in the plane, to me that doesn't make sense. I mean, they would have all came out, one of them would have come out, not just the two guys.
Well, you could have the two guys, as you said, was the pilots. The bomb is in the front of the plane. So the front blows off like 2 pounds of plastic explosives, and then you know, the lady's going to the water.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So I wanted to touch base.
That's why I said that. It sounds like plastic explosives in the nose of the plane.
Well, hopefully we'll find out soon, but we need to get
the
guy.
I'm sure the NTSB and the feds will tell us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure they will.
That's exactly right. They're going to give us the scoop, you know?
Absolutely. God bless you. Thank you, Sean. We're going to come right back with more phone calls straight ahead. Get everybody on the board. Archer, Liberty Tree, Simon, David, Chris, Ryan, Jeremiah, John, and others. Your calls are straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Yeah, I love to take calls because I won't comment on something I'm not really sure about, but when a caller calls, I will. So you notice I'm got my fingers and everything. I'm paying attention here. I'm a busy beaver. We'll be right back. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The answer to 1984
tyranny. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, we didn't mention it on air just because I was tracking it, but yeah, Raytheon director and his wife are killed in a plane crash alongside another couple on the coast of Florida after the group went on out for dinner with friends. And if you isolate that, you're like, well, that could happen, but it's happening all over. And I don't think it's the Russians. That's right after they made a bunch of reported illegal transfers to Ukraine. Well, they don't want any congressional oversight. Bye-bye. That's what I would say is the prime probability. I'm not saying that happened. I'm saying that's what it looks like. Archer in Dallas, Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to try and start encouraging people to start victory gardens, those of us that are stuck in the cities, and network with the people on their street, do a little community builder program, even get a few chickens. I'm getting some in the next 2 weeks.
And, well, that's right. In World War II, in the last few years when Germany was being totally bombed, they still fed themselves with community gardens. And I'm not trying to say follow the Nazi example. I'm just saying you can grow so much if you get ahead of it.
Yeah, exactly. And more importantly, it's going to be harder to take the cities if people are eating still in spite of everything they're doing to cut off the food supply. And better yet, if you're growing your own food, you know that it isn't poisoned and we're getting poisoned through our food supply. I distill my water every day because I just don't want to drink the poison water.
Absolutely. Distilled water is great as long as you take vitamins and minerals to replace
exactly.
The minerals that are cut out. But absolutely. Plus, it's normal to produce some of your own food. It's a normal instinct. It's healthy. It lowers your blood pressure. Not just the food you're eating, but the studies show just the gardening is important. I mean, it's so easy. I go to the hardware store, spend almost nothing, like $100, and I get some peppers. I get some squash. I get some tomato plants. I get some other plants. And then we have so much food, we never even eat it all. We're like giving it to neighbors or my parents are trying to give me, they grow everything. I mean, they grow like cabbage and they grow like Brussels sprouts. And my parents only grow on like a third of an acre at their house because they got 4 acres in Austin that my dad bought forever ago. He lives on. But I mean, there's so much food, they don't even get produce. And they're growing cucumbers and then they're making pickles out of them. And I've just got like 7 or 8 pots in my backyard. And it's growing so much, I could get the vitamin C and the roughage I needed just off. And we're like, oh, why am I buying tomatoes? And I'm like, let me go back to the backyard. Like, gosh, like those bugs already ate half of them. Look at all these tomatoes. It's incredible God's bounty.
And it's a good defense against the poison they're putting in the food. I just don't trust anything that I get from the marketplace anymore because so much of it is toxic. And even Dr. Group, he talked about the importance of fasting. I think it's important that people start training themselves to fast in case there is slim times and there's no food to be eaten. Those people that haven't trained themselves to fast are basically going to be going through withdrawals because of all the food additives and poisons.
No, I agree with you. And I'm no super gardener or some super health guy, but I know what's right. And I'll say it again, 7-8 pots, and we forget to get all the food off of it and eat it, and we literally can't eat it all. And my parents, like, give it all away on, like, just, the part they've got's like their backyard. So let me think how big it is. It's probably a quarter acre. And they plant it once. They go take care of it a little bit. And it's so much food, they can't even eat it all. And it's just crazy. All right. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Missouri. Chris, you're on the air.
Yo, Alex Jones, what's up?
Brother, good to talk to you.
First time caller here. I wanted to talk about Tim Pool. If you think this guy is really legit or not, especially after the Elijah Blue scandal.
I don't know what Elijah Blue scandal is. I know Tim Pool doesn't censor me and supports my free speech. And I thought he was dead on today. We did a 2+ hour podcast. I mean, I thought it was great.
Well, I used to be an avid listener of Tim Pool up until around a couple of months ago during like January or February because of this guest that he had on named Elijah Blue. She claimed to be a human trafficking survivor advocate. And then a few weeks later, people have been pointing out that that Elijah Blue may be, full of it.
Oh, no, Eliza Blue. I did see that. They're questioning whether she was a trafficker. How is a talk show host bad if they have a show 5 days a week, twice a day, so like 15, 20 guests a week? Like, I was on the show with two other guests. So how is he guilty for what I say or what a guest says? I'm not trying to be mean to you. I just don't get it.
Her being on the show is not the problem. She was more of the catalyst of what happened after that. People have been pointing out that she's been, lying or being a grifter, and then those same people just all of a sudden got censored or banned off of Twitter.
All right, brother, I appreciate your call, but I mean, like, some woman claims she's human trafficked. We don't know if it's true or not. He has her on a guest, and then I said, okay, what did he do? And you go back to her. I just don't get it. I mean, human trafficking is a major problem. We need to focus on it. Will there be grifters? Yes. I don't know. I've only seen the story. I don't know if it's true. Okay? I'm not disagreeing with you. I just don't know how Tim is guilty for having a guest on. That's not fair. Let's go to Ryan in Florida. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me, Uncle Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, honored to be on the show with you today.
Hey, what's this Uncle Alex thing? I'm seeing that everywhere. Without even looking at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, people send to me, what's this Uncle Alex nickname?
I don't know about it being popular. I know I just refer to anybody I see as a mentor as uncle. Like you're.
Well, I'm honored, brother. I'm trying to be a good uncle. So what's on your mind?
Yes. Well, this thing occurred to me the other day about how we have the beta test for memory holes from 1984 called the Mandela Effect. There's all these things that we all remember as being true from our childhood that they're rewriting on the internet and saying that never existed.
Yeah, like everybody knows two men have a baby. Everybody knows women can have a baby.
Exactly. It wasn't the Berenstain Bears. It was the Berenstain Bears. But my thought on that was they're beta testing it now, but if they hook that up to the AI and the AI starts rewriting everything, nobody's ever going to know the truth ever again.
And by the way, that's already happening. All these big publishers are rewriting classics, including Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, including...
That's right, I heard about that. Yeah,
and Shakespeare, because you can't read this. So they're telling you it's Shakespeare, but it's a made-up lie. I mean, it's beyond criminal. It's just insane, isn't it?
Yes, we're going to lose all of our great art, all of our great works, and it's just going to be washed aside for
control. That's why my dad reads so many books. He tries to go to the library, give them the half-price books, give them like 10 cents a book. And he said years ago, don't ever throw a book away. They're going to be so people want to know what to invest in. Folks, hoard books. Books are going to be so precious. But here's the deal. Just 20 years ago, you watched TV and didn't watch you. It was a broadcast. Nobody knew what radio you were listening to. Nobody knew what TV you were watching. Nobody knew what book you were reading. Now it's all digital. They know everything you're doing.
Oh, yeah, the Nielsen ratings, trying to make better TV for you. What they're really tracking is your psychology and what you pay attention to.
Perfectly said. Anything else, brother?
No, man, just thank you for having me on. I want to tell everybody, go get you a shirt from the InfoWars store. That'll let you know who to talk to.
It is definitely an adventure to wear an InfoWars shirt, is it not?
Absolutely, especially the mass murderers love gun control shirts.
You know, that's a classic, and I said all the classic shirts are gone, and they'll never be back, but it's true. I will make a new version of the shirt I made 26 years ago. Mass murderers agree gun control works. Politicians love disarmed peasants. We'll put a new version out. That'll be the next shirt. Thank you so much. But right now, Alex Jones for President and the Donald Trump mugshot shirts are limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. When the clock strikes midnight. And then she'll turn on the juice boy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now listen up. She's a razor sharp. It's your name. Cool, cool black. Moves like a cat. Well, you might not make it back. Got the looks. That kill. It's Grim Reaper. Azrael. Not controlled by the devil. Controlled by God. Well, the devil's biggest lie is that he controls the gates to hell. Christ controls the gates of hell and has the keys of death. She keeps a motor clean. You believe me, you. Number 13. When the clock strikes midnight, he's gonna turn on the juice. Then she'll turn on the power. PR back live, broadcasting worldwide. Simon England, didn't notice you were calling. Try to go to international callers first. You're on the air worldwide.
Good evening, Alex. Pleasure to speak to you.
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, Alex, just calling because it seems everyone seems to have missed the trick. With the mainstream media now turning around and saying that even the president is not above the law, surely the Donald Trump or President Trump and the Republican Party, even like a first day law student, should be like using your ads for the mainstream media saying that no one's above the law, no one, not even the president, and then ending with Biden turning around and saying that he used corruption and bribery to influence Ukraine. Surely that should be an open and shut case. The man should be guilty, sentenced, and gone.
Well, that's the hypocrisy of tyranny, that Trump's done nothing, and if he did something, I'd be against him. And they all get away with it, and then he does nothing. They're trying to put him in jail. This is their desperation. This is not a position of strength, in my view.
I understand that, but surely that this would, should be the factor of where you should be using it against them. They've basically taken the gloves off, and they've now given you the opportunity that says that the president is not...
No, I agree. I agree. They started it first, so I want state attorney generals that aren't controlled by Democrats, 30-plus, like 29 of them, I want them and I want the local district attorneys like Jim Garrison, who did it with Kennedy, to start the indictments because we have the proof. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, I accept that fully, and I don't see why that is not like something that should be...
Because that's dangerous, and we've never done it in 245 years, because you're not supposed to cross the streams and violate separation of powers. But I agree. But ahead of violence, we should try to fix things by gloves off. I agree. They started it. I think the indictment should be flying right now.
Well, I mean, as Owen seems to state, the way that your election system works, that you pretty much could lose from the electoral the way it happened. And so you need to start using things that are like inside of your bag. And one of them is that Joe Biden is corrupt and he's susceptible to bribery, and this man needs to be gone.
Well, to say he's susceptible to bribery is like saying a fish might swim in the ocean or the lake or the stream. Yeah, I mean, the guy's a Chinese communist agent on record.
Well, exactly, but you've got proof, and not just proof. You've got the man saying it himself. This is an open and shut case. This is how can anyone defend that he actually says it out loud himself, personally, that this is what I do?
No, I agree. That's why it's such a reckless move, because every level of calculus politically, it beats them unless they stage massive terror attacks and blame it on us and bring in full martial law. And they'll cut the power off and claim patriots did it. So that's why, as much as we think we're winning, people better be getting ready, because the globalists have taken the gloves off. They're going all the way. They're completely insane, and their own people should be stopping them. But they hired a bunch of quislings and a bunch of followers. That's why they don't have real men. I appreciate your call. And look, I'm not calling for Joe Biden to be killed. Contrary, I don't want a hair on his chin to be harmed, or a hair on his head, or a hair on under his arm, or on his ass, because he's a puppet. I want to destroy politically the ideas they're pushing and assassinate their lies. That's the real info war. But Hitler's own general staff, 2 years before World War II ended, knew they were losing. The Russians were winning at Stalingrad, and they tried to kill Hitler, not because they were anti-Nazi. They knew they'd lost. They wanted to sue for peace while they still had strength. So we don't want to go kill Biden or kill Hitler, because he doesn't exist now. It's not one man running it. It's a whole bureaucracy. You want to kill their operations, kill their lives. And I just say to people who work for the system, you can see where this is going. Would you please save yourself and us and stop it? Even if you're a bunch of dumbass followers. It's what you're doing is insane. And obviously any moron knows it's not going well. What do you got to do? Wake up with hydrogen bombs raining down on you? This is insane. It's illegal. It's wrong. Just don't go along. But Daniel Ellsberg released the fact that they were losing Vietnam War. He's a hero. This guy releases we're losing the war over there. He's going to prison. That's a big deal. Good call from the UK. Thank you, sir. Let's talk to John in Florida. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
How you doing? Yeah, I wanted to talk about Ukraine and how all this got started. Basically, what I see is that this is kind of like a war between Catholicism and Orthodoxy. And it almost feels like it's the Gog and Magog dialect in Revelation, But one thing I want to say.
Well, let me just say you're 100% right. The real Fishers, and I'm not choosing sides, are Catholic Orthodox. That was the same split Hitler used in World War II in Ukraine. So they're just reliving World War II. It's a Slavic civil war over Protestant and, or not even not Protestant, over Orthodox and Catholic.
Right. And the whole thing with Gog and Magog is that both of them are wrong. You see, it's the Greek Orthodox and the Roman Catholicism trying to drag us all into this. And the way they did it is all over the world, they've been sacrificing children and blackmailing each other with it. I mean, Ukraine is like a body part factory right now and has been for
some time. Right. Ukraine is a black hole of body part harvesting, money laundering, human trafficking. It is a hellhole.
And then you talk about, you go to any other third world country, they've done it in Mexico, they've done it in Africa, they've done it in Malaysia, they've done it everywhere. They have big bloodbaths of this crap. And all these third world people think, when they see an American, they think, oh, he's here to have sex with a kid. But that's not how we really are. Because the only people that are traveling...
That's right. The number one business thing is not scuba diving. And, like, I want to go to Thailand because I'm told it's totally gorgeous and great snorkeling and great beaches. But because half the tourism is pedophilia, I won't go there. Because exactly. I don't want to see the pedophiles. Because if I see a dude leading an 8-year-old girl into some shack to rape her, I'm gonna choke him out.
Exactly. And then the next part of it is Epstein's Island. Every time I hear somebody talk about 16-year-old girls having sex on Epstein Island, I can't even take it anymore, because anybody can have sex with a 16-year-old girl. You go down the street, you can find one that's going to do it. But it's they're sacrificing babies. They're killing kids. It's not even sex.
No, exactly. It's way past that. And that's the breakdown of society. Like a month ago, I was at a gas station in the crappy part of Austin I was going through. And there was this mother milling around with a little, like a 10-year-old daughter, talking to day laborers. And you could tell she was offering her daughter to them. And I just got in the car and left, because it's like you call the police, the DA runs over, they're going to do anything.
They're not going to do anything at all. In fact, half of them are probably buying kids to have sex with right now in the DOJ.
And that's because they're so screwed up. A real man wants their wife. A real man wants a full power woman. But they're intimidated because a real woman's something else. I mean, it's, you know, it's powerful. And they want a kid because it makes them feel powerful. It's disgusting.
It's vile, and when it turns into a world conflict and we're in the scramble, I, for one, am not going to allow, if I'm in the vicinity of these people, they're going to get dead checked, because I'm not playing these little reindeer games like the news. This is...
They built an army of pedophiles, and you're damn right about it, and they better hope the gloves don't come off. That's why we're trying to fix this as quickly as possible, but yeah, it's... It's a classical system of corruption, a classical cycle, but because we got weapons and all this high-tech crap, it makes it 1,000 times more dangerous. When I say 1,000, I mean 100,000 times? I mean, 100 years ago, we couldn't blow the world up. We can now.
And it's biblical corruption. It's not just pedophilia. It's cannibalism and vampirism.
No, I know. And those of us that aren't involved in it just have trouble believing it, because we just want to go eat enchiladas and drink a Dos Equis, and these people don't, like, that never gets old. Enchiladas or fajitas or Italian food or a glass of wine and a sunset, that just gets better and better. But for them, they're so empty. It's like, what new crime can I commit? What new degeneracy can I do? You're absolutely right. Thank you for the call, John. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Hour number four.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.